ACAST is working to better understand the impact prescribed controlled burns have on air quality.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Over 2 million acres in the Flint Hills region of Kansas are intentionally burned each spring between March and May for land management purposes. These important fires control invasive grasses, increase nutrition of vegetation for livestock, maintain ecosystem diversity, and protect the rare tall grass prairies. Olivia Soblin, a PhD candidate at Colorado State University, is working with NASA's Health and Air Quality Applied Sciences team.
I do the data analysis with our low-cost sensors, the purple air sensors, and these measure particle pollution from smoke. These are super tiny particles, but they really affect human cardiovascular and respiratory systems.
The fires are short-lived and controlled, so if communities understand the smoke exposure, they can better prepare for it.
I use the purple air sensors along with satellite data to make smoke exposure maps to tell how much smoke a person is exposed to across the entire Flint Hills regions.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.